What's up, kid?
Hey, that sounds better. Did you find a 9-volt?
Yeah, I found a 9-volt. Except my house might burn down now.
I was thinking, would you get it out of one of your wife's toys or what?
Ah, you bastard. No, out of the smoke detector, for God's sakes.
It's so funny. That is exactly what everyone does, is you realize you don't have a certain battery, so you find
nobody has extra. Right. Nobody has extra 9-volts laying around ever. The only time you have a 9-volt is if you got working smoke detectors in your house. If the fireman came by your house recently, you got brand new 9-volts in your house.
You'd be set. So it's funny because you had to take out your smoke detector. My smoke detector near the studio, the in-home studio now, has been doing that.
Oh, yeah. That's so annoying.
I'm like,
well,
what the hell? So I take it down. I just did it this morning because it was beeping. I'm like, oh, my God, Kiki is going to kill me. Between me getting her up, my alarm, and now the smoke detector beeping. But I take it off. I put new batteries in, and it's still beeping at me. So right now it's sitting on the couch in the spare with the batteries out because I can't figure out what to do with it. So you and I are both screwed, apparently.
You know what? They're perfect. They fit in a clay thrower perfectly. So you go out to your backyard, you put that in a clay thrower, and you shoot that thing with you. Maybe. You get yourself a new detector because those things are annoying, man. When they're beeping, they don't stop.
Maybe I'm not privy to the latest in smoke detector technology, but you'd think by 2020 there would be a better option. I got to look into it because I'm telling the same thing. The house that Kiki and I owned down in Springfield, dude, it was a nightmare because they were all wired together, which now don't get me wrong. It was safe. I'm not saying that smoke detectors aren't safe and they're not great to have. But the problem is that when one battery would go low, they would all start beeping. So you couldn't tell where it was coming from because they were all wired together. I'm like, whose psychopathic idea was to hook up? And so you had to literally go room to room. And you'd go to one, you'd change it, and then you'd have to wait. And then it would beep. So you'd have to go to the next room, change it, and wait. And then, God forbid, and I'm telling you, dude, there was one in every single room. It would take an hour just to change the batteries in those effing smoke detectors.
The batteries never run out at a convenient time. It's always like in the middle of the night when you're trying to sleep or you're trying to do something quietly.
Of course. You know what I'm going to do? I'm just going to get one of those canaries like they used in the mine.
There you go.
Then that thing starts chirping back. All right, I think we got a problem.
Here we go. We got a fire.
It'll be fine. God. All right. Well, welcome to the most dangerous morning show ever. No smoke detectors here. Let's get
9-volts.
Yeah.
It's your sports.
Oh, sports. Okay. I was like, God, that was awkward.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
Awkward, dangerous morning show. As always, your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
And Bud Light Seltzer. Try a delicious Bud Light Seltzer while you're replacing the batteries in your smoke detectors at your home. All right, what do you got?
Hey, pop your laptop down. I'm hearing every damn email that you get.
Is that coming through there? It shouldn't be. That's
weird.
Yeah,
it's going through for sure. We got two stories real quick because I got to make it quick because we're running a little short on time. Last hour I talked about the XFL. Yes, they filed for bankruptcy. Yes, they're done and they're going up for sale. So potentially with those stimulus checks, you, if you pulled a bunch of them together, could potentially own the XFL, Spring Football League.
We're going to buy it, man. It's going to be
great. I say we do it, man. Yeah, so they owe a lot of money to a lot of people, a lot of head coaches. The most they owe to a head coach is $1 million. And that's to Bob Stoops. But they have a lot of things they got to pay. And I think that's why they filed bankruptcy, because what happens? You just don't pay it, right? Is that what bankruptcy is? I don't know how that works.
Anyway,
moving on, because we got to make this quick. There are rumors around Tampa Bay Buccaneers. You already heard the one that's been official is Tom Brady going to Tampa Bay. Now, what do you think the rumor is now? Who do you think is in the works of considering?
I'm going to say Gronk, because you just have such a hard-on for the Brady-Gronk tag team. So
you're 100% right. Absolutely. There are rumors of Gronk.
Is that what it is?
Back. I'm serious. I don't think it's going to happen. You know, if you watch a few interviews with the guy, he's pretty he's pretty content on staying out of the NFL. He got beat up pretty good, man. He took a lot of licks, and he's making bank right now with that CBD deal that he signed with. But I don't see it happening. That's what they're talking right now. There's not a lot going on ESPN, so they got to talk about something. They probably just made it up.
They did. It's all made up. Here's the thing. Obviously, not taking it, Gronk was a phenomenal player, but he was plagued with injuries. Now he's been off for almost two seasons.
He's not as big.
No, he's not. I mean, when you get away from like that constant working out and eating like they do and practicing and doing that, yeah, he's getting back down to a normal, well, not a normal size guy. He's still a tank. But if he were to come back, I just think he'd probably end up getting hurt like the first game, or some nagging injury would come back and bother him. And I think it'd be a waste of money and time for all parties involved.
Is Tampa Bay, do they play Green Bay? Do you know that? In regular season, I'm saying.
We do. Because I remember, we don't do it a lot, but because I always remembered playing Warren Sapp when he was with the Bucks. Oh, and I hated Warren Sapp so much. So I know we do, but it's not a lot. It's like every other season or however they do that, you know?
If they have a season.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So. All right.
So there you go. That's what I got for you this morning, man.
Good enough for me. That's your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud. Brock.